Good afternoon, I'm Tony Ambrogetti with your latest local news. Tamworth Regional Council will tonight vote whether or not to cancel the regional sports awards due to the impact of COVID-19 restrictions. The lack of sports played throughout the year has also had an impact, according to the report being tabled at the council meeting tonight. Water issues will also be on the agenda as Tamworth, Moonbi and Katingle get set to move to level 4 water restrictions from next Monday. A mandatory review into the Greyhound Racing Act is currently taking place, with stakeholders invited to submit feedback until tomorrow. Welfare advocates are calling for changes to the style and regulation of racing tracks, including moving to a straight track. A study conducted on behalf of Greyhound Racing New South Wales in 2017 found a major cause of on-track injuries relate to the curve of tracks. Dennis Anderson, president of the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds, said it's time for tracks to be licensed by the regulator.
Well, the report was given to Greyhound Racing New South Wales in 2017, so they've had 3 years to implement it and they've actually done nothing. So we would like to see tracks licensed by the Greyhound Welfare and Integrity Commission, and those tracks that don't meet the standards laid down in the UTS report should not be granted a licence until they meet those standards.
The only regional NRL game so far this season will kick off on Saturday, the 29th of August at Scully Park, Tamworth. As a proactive measure, a spokesperson for Hunter New England Health said they have set up a pop-up COVID-19 testing clinic at the Tamworth Hospital and are encouraging anyone with the mildest symptoms to get tested.
What's very important, though, is that we make it as safe as possible so that we don't spread COVID at the event. So anybody with any symptoms, no matter how trivial they may seem, a cough, a sore throat, shortness of breath, please don't go to the game.
West's Entertainment CEO Rod Lang said it's a big win for Tamworth to host a game in the National League, and all patrons attending the game will need to show ID, proving they live in the region upon entry.
This was one of our conditions. We spoke to the NRL that we'd like to do so. Anyone living in Maitland and South could not attend the game. They would be ruled out of attending the game. So look, there's a lot of measures being put in place for this coming Saturday to keep everybody safe, and social distancing will be obviously in full measure on Saturday as well. Patrons must be seated. Packaged food and beverage will be on sale only. No cash whatsoever down there, so it's all contactless. So, yeah, there's a lot of plans. No stone has been left unturned.
Dealing with unprecedented disaster seasons and a pandemic has put pressure on families in the New England and Northwest. Shona Witten from the Red Cross Australia said, "Knowing the signs and supporting our children and young people will help us all cope better. Supporting young people to cope is a series of free webinars for parents and caregivers to help deal with the challenging circumstances." Ms. Witten said the webinar will also include a question and answer section for people to ask specific scenario-related questions.
They're facilitated by a Red Cross consultant psychologist, Natalie Fraser, and so she'll talk with parents and carers about how to kind of identify signs or symptoms that may be concerning and how to support children and young people to cope better. So it might be if the children are suffering from sleeping problems or, you know, feeling stressed with changes at home and at school or sort of generally not going well, there are many things that parents and carers can do to support their children. And so Natalie will talk through some of those, and it'll be an opportunity for people to ask questions as well.
Celebration plans might have been quashed, but the community can still celebrate the great service provided by the Westpac Rescue Helicopter as they reach a milestone 20 years in the New England and Northwest. Trent Owen, Tamworth local and training and checking air officer, said the current facility is world class and it's an honour to serve communities of the Northwest.
So we have around an $18 million aircraft here, with all the bells and whistles, so to speak, to service this great region, and it is the equivalent of any rescue service that you'll find worldwide, and to be able to bring that to the people of the New England Northwest is absolutely fantastic, and that's a real credit to the support we have in the community, because that's the whole reason we're here, is to support the community with their rescue chopper.
That's the latest local news. I'm Tony Ambrogetti.